Hey, this is the Barnes & Wonder, Stephen Anthony, and I've just sent a message to Jeff Thompson, and I was talking about Elvis Presley, and I thought some of what I was saying, it sort of, you know, it makes you think about the life that he had. Now, the reason it came about was on Thursday, I was coming back from Vegas. So obviously got up in the morning, Thursday morning, and I'm in America. Gets to Vegas airport, and we arrived back in England Friday morning. It was a night flight. Now, it wasn't just a night flight. It was the most cramped seating I've ever known on a plane. To make it worse, the lady in front of me reclined her seat the second she sat down, and she was not going to bring it back up. And very, very selfish lady indeed, because she was asked by the cabin staff at one point, could she please put a chair back up, because I could see how cramped I was. I'm 6 foot tall. I couldn't even have my knees together. They were parted. The screen that's on the back of the headrest, so on the back of her headrest, I could feel the heat of it on my face for 10 hours, so didn't sleep. So then we arrive in England. Now, just so you don't end up having jet lag, what they suggest you do is not go to sleep till that night, because then that hopefully gets your timing right. So by the time I went to sleep on the night, I'd been awake for 38 hours. Now, I went to sleep on the night, but I had to get up early the next day. I had to be up at 7. I had to quickly get showered, get ready, because we were leaving to go to the Isle of Wight because I'd got a gig. That was 5.5 hours. This is Elvis in a recording studio. So, you see, Elvis, he records at my studio. So 5.5 hours travelling down to the Isle of Wight. By the time we'd done sound check and I went backstage, I started zoning out. I was aware that when people were talking, I'd only caught half the conversation. When I was standing backstage, as they were about to announce me onto stage, I could feel myself feeling really dizzy, and again, feeling like that I wasn't concentrating correctly. Sat down at the piano and sort of did all my normal spiel to the audience and was playing the first song. By the second song, I came in on the piano at the wrong point. There's like a drum cue, and I didn't respond to the drum cue correctly. So consequently then, this song had got me half a bar in. Now, the audience isn't aware that I'm out of time because it works to the beat. But what it means is when the rest of the instruments come in, I'm obviously out of time. And I couldn't even think how I was going to correct it in my own head. So I literally stopped playing and then started again. And I've never done that before. But it was all because I was so tired. Now, I'm playing in front of 300 people. That's my little career, playing in front of 300 people. It went down very, very well. But all the time, all I was thinking was, Elvis Presley back in the day, he had to play to thousands of people, critics ready to tear him apart. So he's offered tablets to keep him alert. So what does he do? I mean, these aren't like he'd been offered heroin or cocaine. He'd been offered tablets to keep him alert. You can see why the very first time he's completely drained. He's travelled miles and miles and miles, and he's got to deliver a sensational show, and someone offers him a tablet that will make him feel more alert on that stage. You can see why he became the first casualty of rock and roll. And it's heartbreaking because all he wanted was to be a great performer. He wanted to be remembered as being a great performer. He once said to one of his friends, have I done anything that has any longevity? Will I be remembered if I pass away? Now, he was 4 years younger than I am when he passed away. And yes, he will be remembered, because there are those out there that aren't Elvis fans. But let me tell you now, there isn't a piece of music you listen to that has pop or rock and roll involved in it that hasn't got the influence of Elvis in there somewhere. So if you like the Beatles, they were looking at Elvis. If you like Buddy Holly, they were looking at Elvis. If you like Oasis, they were watching the Beatles. Guess who the Beatles were watching? You see, it all goes back to Elvis Presley. He really was one of the most original musicians of all time. He was the perfect pop star. He was great looking. He could move. He could sing. And he wasn't such a bad actor. If you compare him to other actors that were around in the day, he doesn't stand up to today's actors, but he wasn't that bad. I've seen far worse. He had it all. But unfortunately, he was getting tired, and they decided to put him on tablets to keep him awake so he could do perfect shows for his fans. And then he couldn't sleep, so he'd be put on tablets to help him sleep. And all of this, as I say, only 42 when he passed away. But a legacy that I truly believe will always, always live on. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be light. And you'll show.